Oh, what Wolves bet do we have? What money did
you
I throw
took the over? It sounds the like you over. And Hockey are both on the over.
I took the over for the Wolves?
I don't think Power Trip Betts is a liar, but
no,
I can't believe both of you were optimistic about Timberwolves basketball.
I must have been, he says
it was booked, and I believe him.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Betts and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host, Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
All right. And Dave, you're in Florida right now. You hanging out at the Super Bowl?
No, but I should have been at the Pro Bowl today, just outside of Orlando here. Figured I'd take the week off since hockey was out and there's nothing really to do. Not too many quotes to record, so...
Well, the Pro Bowl was a very good thing for me today. I had the AFC and the over on a parlay, and
what?
Boom, boom. Thank you, Kirk Cousins, for those picks. And
I thought you were on the under.
No.
Damn
it. I had to be on Sauce's side because I already got like one text from Sauce about it. So I was like, yeah, I'll just hop on that side and took the AFC with it. And yeah. Nailed it. It's true.
You took a side in the Pro Bowl.
It's true gambling. It's like a coin flip, right? So yeah. I love it. So, yes. Well, something that's not so much of a coin flip is Patreon. So Patreon, as you might be familiar with if you follow John Bonas.
Yeah, what the hell's that?
Or Aaron Gleeman. Is a way to show support for things that you're interested in, whether it's, you know, books, podcasts, or whatever. And we decided to go ahead and set up a Patreon site because here at the Betts and Quotes podcast, we get about, I don't know, roughly a little bit over 1/10 the downloads that Gleeman and the Geek get. So our goal to you is to be 1/10 the podcast that Gleeman and the Geek is. And Dave, I think we could hit that goal in 2020.
Yeah, I think we can too, and I think we probably have more hair than them for sure. We probably go to exactly as many Chinese restaurants.
And, oh, easily.
They might have us on breweries, but yeah, we're not to the Gleeman and the Geek level yet, but we're coming.
1/10. That's our goal. So we set up a Patreon site. It's patreon.com/betsandquotes. If you want to support.
Hold on. What was that? What was that website again? I'm just getting a pen here.
Where's the name of the place again? patreon.com/betsandquotes. So what you can do if you're interested, and we're going to do some special things for you that we'll talk about here in a moment, is you can go there and sign up and pledge whatever you want. I set the levels like ultra low, to the point where Patreon was giving me messages of like, are you sure you want to go at this rate? And it's like, yes, yes. The rates are pretty low. It's something obviously you don't have to do. We're not going to change this podcast at all. If you enjoy the free podcast, keep listening to the free podcast. We certainly appreciate you guys listening. It's just something optional if you guys want to do. So what are you going to get for the different levels, and what are the levels? So we've got the single wager level, which is at $1, and that's per month, not per podcast or per week or anything like that. It's $1 per month.
Only a dollar?
It's like a dollar an hour.
That's a deal.
So at the $1 level, you will get a special podcast that we're going to do each month. We're going to do one per month. So I guess it is technically a dollar an episode, but we're only doing one episode a month, unlike Lehman and the Geek that do about four per night for breaking news. But no. No, credit to them, man. They're awesome guys, and we're just obviously kidding about their success with Patreon. But yes, you'll get a bonus episode each month that we'll do. You know, we'll figure out what we're going to put in there, but we've got a few ideas for some interesting things, including the episode that we're going to do for our premiere Patreon episode, which a couple of our listeners already know about. Justin and Brandon, you're kind of aware of what it's going to be. It should be a whole lot of fun, so we're looking
but
forward
it's
to
a,
that.
It's a piece of audio that we've been literally looking for over a year, so it's that good.
Finally rolled Snake Eyes on, or actually Snake Boxcars, I should say, on that one. So that's at the dollar level. At the $1.69 level, for the extra 69 cents, you'll not only get the podcast, absolutely, you'll not only get the extra podcast per month, but you will also get a shout out on the podcast, which some people like shout outs and some people are like, don't mention my name. And then you will also be eligible for our exclusive giveaways that I will talk about at the end. So keep that in mind. And then, you know, we got some listeners out there that are the high rollers out there. At the high roller level, which is $3 per month, you will get all of that. Plus, you will get VIP access to one of our live events that we're going to put on later this year. So you'll be a VIP. Maybe we'll even get little badges that say VIP. I don't know. People might like to wear those. And you will also have a hotline directly to us for what we're calling fan requests. If you have something in particular you'd like to see us do, something you'd like to see us talk about, that sort of thing, you've kind of got a direct hotline. So, you know, if that's something that's interesting to you, that's what you'll get at that level. So, again, it's patreon.com/betsandquotes, and we'll tweet out the links for you. Again, totally optional. It's just something we thought might be fun, and we had some ideas for some things we want to do this year, and we thought this would just be kind of a cool way to incorporate that. The exclusive giveaways that the Parlay and High Roller supporters will be eligible for, here's what we're thinking. Any money that we get above the $1 level, so the extra 69 cents at the Parlay level or the extra $2 at the High Roller level, we're going to take all that money this year, at the end of the year, we're going to take half of that, and we're going to gamble it. And whether it's, you know, PyGal, video poker, some NFL bets, whatever. In fact, we'll probably let you guys decide what we're going to do with that money. We're going to gamble it, and whatever we win, we're going to give that money back to people from the Parlay or High Roller level. We'll kind of do a random draw, and you know, some of you guys are going to profit off of this and make some money, assuming we don't blow it all in the gambling part of it. But that's just one of the ideas that we have for some fun things to do and just some different ways to sort of have a little more fun with this podcast. So, yeah, you guys at the Parlay and High Roller level would be eligible for that. So if you get a chance, sign up. If you have questions, you know, obviously reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer whatever questions you have. And, you know, we appreciate your support. Like I said, even if you just listen to this podcast, I just can't believe how many people listen to this podcast. And I know, Dave, speaking for you, it's just been great.
No, it's been awesome. And, you know, just developing relationships with some of our listeners and stuff, too. And I will say the Patreon thing, you know, we're just starting this up. It's going to evolve. But, you know, we've both been working on kind of our, you know, finding some really old school and fun audio from the show and breaking that down, and kind of been working on our producing. And I just think there's a lot of exciting things to come. So we thank you all for listening. And if you want to contribute here on Patreon and be a part of our club, we'd really appreciate it.
And please don't tell hockey.
No, whatever you do.
All right. Well, let's get rolling with some bets.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. We got a few new bets this week, but I wanted to highlight what you heard in the liner there. The whole topic of the Wolves over-under win total bet came up this past week. And, you know, it's funny that Meat Sauce is definitely sitting on the right side of this one. And Tommy and Chris are going to end up owing money because unless lightning strikes, the Wolves are definitely not going to hit the over. In fact, they're on pace. I was telling you before the show, Dave, they are on pace to for me to cash that ticket before the Vegas trip, which I did last year, and I was amazed by that. And might be 2 years in a row, but I got the audio from when they originally made the bet, and it's kind of fun to go back and listen to in retrospect. So here is Chris and Tommy making a $100 bet on the Wolves over.
Caesars Sportsbook has released the NBA win totals for 2019. Well, yeah, but he likes gambling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it's NBA, but just stay with me for 1 second. Where do you think the Timberwolves are? How many wins does Caesars Sportsbook project the over-under for the Wolves?
Hawk?
How many games are in a season?
82.
All right, so over-under.
A 500 record, of course, is 41-41.
Right. And we're talking about the Timberwolves.
These are the Minnesota Timberwolves, yes.
And half the games are at home.
Yeah, 41 of them are
correct,
at home,
sir.
Yes. Yep.
You are correct, sir.
20.
The Hornets and the Cavs are an NBA worst 24.
Was I right? Oh. Okay.
Oh.
25.
Anybody else?
35.
That's the exact right answer.
Oh, bitch.
35. Do you like the over or the under on the Wolves at 35 wins?
I'll take the over.
I'll take the under.
It's a good number.
Bad Hawk?
It is a good line.
You want a bet?
Yeah, sure.
How much?
$100.
Did you see Power Trip Bets last night?
Hang on, before you change the subject, Tommy, is Hawk about to bet the over on the Wolves? He wants to cheer, which is him cheering for the Wolves to win.
Can I use a lifeline?
Yeah. No!
Are you going to do it?
Oh, 100%.
I'll hit the over, too.
You want the over, too? Me and T.O.?
Let's get
my bitch!
Some
I don't know which side I'd be on. I don't know. It's a really good number. Their high end is 500-ish record and sneaking into the postseason. The low end is, you know, you get the big and they win 20 games.
I'll take the under.
Okay, I'll take the over.
$100.
$100.
So $100 for each of you against Sauce.
Yeah.
It's fun to listen to. It's fun to hear the excitement of Chris and Tommy just because they were on the same side of a bet.
Yeah. I mean, they always talk about Corey probably talks about it the most, but they all kind of bring it up. They forget about stuff that they talked about or stuff on the air. They're kind of amazed even sometimes by us of things that we bring up on this show. I don't put it past Chris for forgetting that bet. And that's why you were created, Chuck.
Absolutely. That's the that's my role in the world, right? The other bets that came in over the last couple of weeks, Corey's all about the Chiefs. Corey's got three separate Super Bowl bets on the Chiefs. He's got $50 versus Sauce, which was part of that playoff bet. He's got $50 versus Carly, and he gave her a point, so he's -1 on the Chiefs against Carly. And then he went straight up with Chris on the Chiefs as well for $50. So Chiefs win and cover the -1. Corey's going to be up $150. And if not, he's going to be down $150 to Sauce, Carly, and Chris. So that's what we got. I have a feeling there'll probably be a few more Super Bowl bets this week. I'm hoping so. Because it seems like everybody likes to get a little action in on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'd hope that they run through the props. They normally do that. And, you know, maybe Rosie has some more intel on
on halftime.
On the halftime and stuff. I will say, the best bet, I think, other than the coin flip, is the national anthem length. I think that is just electric, and you're either up or you're down right away.
Oh, yeah. And the one that I wish my sportsbook had that I've seen at other sportsbooks is whether or not they're going to play the video footage of Andy Reid when he was a kid in the punt, pass, and kick competition. Because yes was like +200. I'm like, there's no way they're not going to play that video. So
right.
I would
5-hour game.
I would be putting some money on that they would play that. But unfortunately, my sportsbook doesn't offer that. So, there's your bets, and hopefully we'll get a few more in on the Super Bowl before that kicks off. So that'll do it for your bets update. It's time for some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start with number three, the sometimes on time, Mr. Zach Halverson.
I went to brownsugar.com once with my mom in the room.
Oh, my God.
So it all starts about bringing up Pop-Tarts and what are the best flavors. And Corey goes, you know, hands down, brown sugar Pop-Tarts are the best. You know, they're always out in the, you know, they're always out of them in the vending machines and everything. And Zach just pops in with that, that not only has he visited brownsugar.com, but his mom was in the room.
Oh my God. That was like a total, like, I love those just total deadpan drops that Zach throws in there just from completely out of left field. Cause it was like, you know, they're talking Pop-Tarts. I'm like, yeah, Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Pop-Tarts are great. You know, and everything. And Zach just takes it a whole different direction. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Zach's hot take on the whole Pop-Tart was that he visited a friendly website with his mom.
Oh, the best.
Very good. Well, we will go to number two, and that is your host, Corey Cove.
I'm not making this up. I was at some whatever vacation.
Oh, shocking.
I had a dude that, because that's the only one who's available. Like, all right, whatever. And the entire time he gave me his theory about the JFK assassination.
Come on.
I am not making this up. I finally turned to him. I went, Oswald acted alone. Would you just get my shoulders a little bit more? They're a little tense up here. Yeah. And you're making me more tense.
A couple's massage with my attorney. Would you shut up?
And then he pushed your penis back into the left.
Okay. Oh, wow. Back. Wow.
Into the left.
That's aggressive.
Wow. Too soon.
Yeah. What's the statute of limitation on the JFK jokes? So.
Yeah. My God. No, that was hilarious. That was the only way to cap off Rosie getting a massage by another old man story.
I didn't know what direction that was going to go, but
I didn't know either. I didn't think it was going to end in a JFK joke.
JFK joke was like 20-1, so you would have really hit well on that.
Right. And for that, Corey, we appreciate you. Well, we will cap it off with the number one quote of the week. And again, it is your host, Corey Cove.
I graduated high school with a 1.6.
Yeah, that's not a...
I mean, this is something to be proud of, but I just wanted to tell you, because 4.0 is sweet.
Willie, you were there for the beginning of the flagrant foul. Sauce was the reason why they have No Child Left Behind.
I love how much Willie loved that.
Yes. You know, you didn't really feel like... Obviously, it didn't sound like Willie's listened to the show much, or maybe even the station or whatever, and he was kind of out of it, but that brought him right in. I mean, just the fact, and that was another line that I had to text you, just thinking how funny it was, and yeah, that was genius.
Genius.
All right, well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we are going to cover the initials controversy. We'll do a new segment called Quotes Investigates. We've got Quotes Notes this week, and we'll do our Locks of the Week, which this week it's all about the Super Bowl. So Dave, you obviously listened to the show from Friday. Were you aware of the slight controversy that occurred during the initials game on Friday?
You know, I listened back to the podcast as I was driving from Marco Island all the way up to my parents' place up here by Orlando. And initially, it just kind of, I kind of made a mental note. And I was kind of into the initials and I was driving, so I wasn't going to stop and do anything. But, and then I found you on Twitter that you had pointed that out, and I was glad that you did.
So the controversy gets down to AJ early in the initials game guessed for whatever reason Homer Pyle. Apparently he's not watched much Gomer Pyle, and awful guess.
Who the hell's Gomer Pyle?
Awful guess, and you know, one in some of the, one for the trophy case for AJ there. And then later on, in between one of the items, AJ said, yeah, one of the bosses just texted me a photo of Gomer Pyle. And I got to thinking, wait a minute. AJ is getting texts and communicating with people during the initials game. And it just, it struck me as odd, not because I thought AJ was a cheater at all. AJ's absolutely the last guy on the face of the earth that would ever cheat. But it just got me to thinking about, should we be having outside contact with anybody during the initials game? And, you know, not that anybody is going to cheat or anything like that, but it struck me as odd. And I was like, I guess what really struck me as odd is the fact that AJ is the one that brought it up. It wasn't like somebody else said, AJ, what are you looking at? Or, you know, you looking at your phone there or something. Apparently it was on his watch is where he got the text from. But so just kind of a little odd moment that AJ admitted to on the air. You know, obviously, like I said, AJ is the last guy that would cheat. I'm not accusing him of cheating in any way, shape, or form. It was kind of odd. And it got me to thinking that maybe they should institute a rule where, you know, cell phones and watches and anything else can kind of be put away or not used. I don't know. What do you, any thoughts on the little mini controversy there?
Yeah, as our great friend Paul Lambert would say, here's the thing. You know, they go over the rules every week. There's no use of cell phones. I've been in studio and watched them play the games, lucky. And they normally flip their cell phones upside down, put them on the table, don't touch them. You know, they rarely do it. And I didn't know the angle of it came up on his Apple Watch. So that's kind of interesting. Maybe that should be taken out of play. But yeah, that... I don't know. I mean, this is the second biggest scandal, obviously, going back to, Chris being on Periscope and people shouting out the answers, or Lee Balzvik, whispering answers to him early in the early days of the show in the producer's studio. So, we're all worked up about this Houston Astros scandal here. I think we might need to do some more investigating into AJ's past. And, you know, if there ever is an initials Hall of Fame vote, I know of at least one person that will not vote him in.
Well, I don't think,
obviously, being Lavelle Neal III.
I was going to say, I don't think Lavelle has an initials vote, but we'll get that clarified as well. But I thought it was funny too. Like, half the responses to my tweet were Astros gifts. So,
right.
I think people were just having some fun with it, and it's obviously not too big of a deal. But
I think it could be a bigger deal than we think.
It could be. Where I think it could run into a problem. Obviously, I don't think any of the regulars would cheat. Where I think it could run into a problem is, you know, somebody that's on there for the very first time and maybe isn't aware of all the rules or something, and one of their friends is listening and feeling bad for them because they're not getting answers or something. Maybe they start texting them ideas, because obviously with the delay, you know, they're probably not going to really be able to affect that particular question at, you know, in real time. But, you know, if somebody's new, maybe their husband or wife or somebody else texts them, here's a bunch of clues or something, and that could be a little bit uncomfortable if that happens. So yeah, might be a good thing to bring up. But
so you don't think there should be last week's victory should be vacated or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't say to vacate the victory from last week.
I just think it needs to be addressed. I mean, I think they need to bring it up either on the after party or the regular show, and just kind of make sure that the rule is set in there. I mean, I know everybody's got a device out, but he should probably just take the watch off, just like the phone, flip it upside down.
Maybe a one game suspension, but yeah, I wouldn't go back and vacate anything from the past. So yeah, we'll move forward. I don't think anything is warranted there. We'll just we'll move forward with the fun game that is initials. All right. Well, next up, we've got our new segment, Quotes Investigates.
It was the day after Christmas, and I was listening to the Best Of podcast that was posted since the guys were off on the day after Christmas. And there was just something that came up and kind of caught my ear and got me thinking.
You vote yes, but I'm not sure which way that means.
I say we take it off.
You know what?
I mean, I don't care.
I'm fine with that. I'm leaning that way as well. Like I said, I had it written down that we were, because I have 4 vacation days left.
And I'm just going to leave him laying there if we don't take him.
I'm almost in the exact same boat. Don't you love how you and I always end the year with 2, 3, 4 vacation days left on the table, and Sauce takes 14 more than he's allowed?
Yeah, exactly.
I listened back to that and thought to myself, you know, I really don't think Sauce took that many vacation days in 2019. In fact, I think Corey and Chris took a fair share themselves. This is Quotes Investigates. So there I was for the next week or so, going through every podcast from 2019 and marking down when the guys were absent. And here are those findings.
All right, welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It is Thursday, March 21st of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. No hockey today. I'm Corey Cove. That's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. No Chris Hockey today. He is still in London. I'm Corey Cove. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Ryan Donaldson filling in for Chris Hockey, who's still traveling back from London. He gets back today.
Ben Lieber in for the Power Chip guys. Zach Halverson is joining.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. And Chris, without further delay, the Power Trip Morning Show goes live to Los Angeles, California, and Paul Lambert. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Corey.
2019, I'm Corey Cove. That's Chris Hockey. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Corey. What in the world is going on with Jason Voorhees? Are you all right there, dude?
The deep breathing you hear is Meat Sauce from Los Angeles, California.
Prince album.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Friday, May 24th, 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Ryan Donaldson. There's AJ Mansour. Hi, guys.
What's going on, Corey?
Good morning.
It's going to be a weird one, but a fun one today. No meat sauce, because Sauce is in Las Vegas. I haven't seen any text from him yet, so he's probably not down a couple hundred dollars yet. Otherwise, he'd be complaining. Hockey is in Kuwait. Well,
costume. We put so much effort into that.
For sure. Can I make one suggestion since Corey's going to be out till Friday morning?
Yeah, we play good tunes.
You got Meat Sauce Paul Lambert? Corey Cove has passed away.
Tuesday, November 26th of 2019. I'm Corey, that's Chris, and there's Zach, because Sauce is, I think, sleeping in. He's back from Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's back from vacation.
But wants nothing to do with this show. That's fine. Right, because Sauce is just sleeping in right now. He's taking a vacation day for no reason.
Who the hell are you talking about?
41st vacation day of the year. You have not heard Chris Hockey's voice yet, and you're not going to today because he's in Seattle.
At some point, we can play Christmas bangers.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's not here.
Yeah, the Grinch is gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's dead.
Yeah, he died. Corey's not here.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Who cares?
And now for the totals of who took the most vacation days in 2019. First place is Corey Cove with 17 vacation days. In second place with 16 vacation days, it is the fans. Chris Hockey. And now it's time to figure out how many vacation days Meat Sauce took. And that total is 13 vacation days. Well, I'm pretty sure this was a complete waste of my time, outside of the fact that I cleared Meat Sauce's name from the guy saying that he took too many vacation days. So glad we got that cleared up. And this has been episode 1 of Quotes Investigates.
All right, next up, we've got some quotes, notes. Dave, what do you got for us this week?
Well, I was actually going to... Chuck, I heard you had a couple of notes, so I'm going to lend it over to you first.
All right, I've got one thing. Now, the original intent of, like, Tommy's takes and quotes notes was to say what you would have said had you been in studio, and then Tommy turned it into, like, here's eight things I like to buy when I'm at, you know, Byerly's. So, no, we love Tommy. Tommy's takes is still my favorite segment of the week. But yeah, this is something I actually would have said if I were in studio. So, yeah, I'll play the audio, and then I'll say what I would have said if I were in studio.
Bare hands, both of them. You'd have to pay me a ton of money to touch those things.
Cash those tickets.
Genius.
Of course, Corey was referring to the octopus that was thrown onto the ice, but yeah, love to take things out of context, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was always actually wondering the origin of that. I was glad they brought it up back in the, was it the 50s or whatever, in the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, see, that I
whatever the eight legs of the octopus was for the eight wins, and they were 7-0 going into the final game, and yeah, they must. I'm assuming they swept the series or whatever, and they won the eight games, and
they did. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit. Now he's younger, but I was a little bit disappointed in our friend Jason Zucker. That he referenced like the 90s with that. Like, I, you know, I'd give you a break if you said, oh, it dates back to the 60s when they used to, but it was like he said he was referencing the 90s, and I'm like, no, it goes back to the 50s. And yeah,
well, so I mean, he is what, 26 or 27, and I'm 29. I remember watching you know, the playoffs and stuff back when NHL had a deal with ESPN, and I watched like every game. And yeah, that's obviously where I was born in 1990, so I didn't see an octopus on the ice in Detroit until the 90s. So,
of course, they didn't make a lot of the playoffs back in the day either, so that was probably part of it. But yeah, it became a bigger deal in the 90s when they had like their dominant teams and stuff like that. But yeah, it dates back to the 50s, and I wasn't alive in the 50s. I'm not that old, but I'm
right.
Old enough to love hair bands, but I'm not that old, so. So yeah, so slightly disappointed, but yeah, I'll give Jason the benefit of the doubt for being a youngin.
Right. Okay. Well, first note I had was I know I think this is the first time that we've talked about it on the podcast, but Tommy is starting a new venture here with Tommy's Tastes. Just, you know, follow along on Instagram. I believe it is at Tommy's Tastes 58.
Yep.
And yeah, he's going around to some restaurants and trying some food and sharing it for everyone. He's already almost up to 1,000 followers, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Is that see, I'm not the Insta boy. Like, what would 1,000 followers be in Twitterverse?
Well, I mean, for starting it like 2 weeks ago, that's just a ridiculous pace. Okay. I started my Instagram account, I don't know how long ago, and I have 108 followers. So
lucky.
Yeah. So he's crushing it. Happy all to right. See that from Tommy. Just a couple of other things. Obviously missing Hawk over the last couple of weeks. Glad to hear he came on the show. I think it was Thursday or maybe Friday. Glad to hear he's doing well, and he'll be back in the office in the producer chair on Monday. All right, and last one, and this was just really random, but I was thinking of getting started on my state T-shirt ideas for the state fair, and I was thinking it would be cool to make like a mock aviation T-shirt that says Meat Sauce's Aviation Club, or like the Lambert School of Pilotry or something like that. I feel like so I've started my list here. Another one would be making a shirt that says the Perry, and basically making it like a mock-up of the Arnold Palmer logo, you know, with the glass of the lemonade and iced tea with a lemon and a straw or whatever. But this one is just, you know, clear because it's vodka, Northland vodka, water, and then a lemon. And then it just says the Perry in like really fancy writing. I think that would be a good one.
Add some Kahlua and cream and you got me.
Yeah, there you go. And then just a couple Meat Sauce's phrases that I love. That's maybe for our – maybe we'll make up some shirts and offer them up to our Patreon people. After our most recent podcast here, I think a couple of our jocks lines would be pretty good ideas for t-shirts as well.
There is no doubt.
There's no doubt.
No, that's a brilliant idea, actually. Yeah. Some t-shirt giveaways and things like that, too. So, yeah.
Just a list of every last name in Jacques Lemire's career. The players that he coached with the last name
Butch
that starts with a
Burns.
D. Yep.
That would actually be a great t-shirt, too. Like, Lemire's image on the front and then all the B names on the back.
Yeah, just a watermark of his, like, stoic face and then just Burns, Burns, Burns.
God, I'd buy that one right now. Brunette. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
All right. We'll move on to the locks of the week then. It's the Super Bowl, man. And I'm going to the consensus line as we record this, that's all we can go by, is the Chiefs -1.5 and an over-under of 54.5. I definitely have a strong take. So, Dave, I'm going to let you go first before I say how I'm betting this game.
Well, you know, it's really tough for me, and I'm kind of torn because I do really like the Chiefs, and I consider them one of my, you know, favorite teams or whatever, and they got a great fan base, and obviously we got to go to Arrowhead, so that was kind of a big deal. And we got our picture via Photoshop of with the Wolf.
Well, yours was Photoshop. Mine was legit.
Yeah, yours was legit. I should say that. But, yeah, I'm going with San Francisco +1.5. I just think, you know, the Chiefs run defense, I know the Chiefs defense has improved, but their run defense is still bad. And obviously San Francisco has shown that they can run it down anyone's throat.
Lucky.
And, I think it could, you know, Mahomes is, he's just a, you know, a very special player and probably the most dynamic quarterback in the league. And, you know, apologies to Lamar Jackson, but, you know, Mahomes is just something that's different.
He's and, so fun.
Yeah. But really, you know, I'm adding everything up. I think I like the defense. I like the run game. And I like Kyle Shanahan to get some revenge here. So I will take San Francisco +1.5.
All right, what about the over-under?
Oh, I liked it when it opened at 52. I liked the over, but now it's at 54.5, I believe.
Yep.
To be honest, I would probably, I probably won't even touch that. The only thing I would say, just following trends here of recent playoffs matchups, was Kansas City's been getting down early in the game. And San Francisco has been crushing in the first and second quarter, basically the whole first half. So I guess an alternate line of taking San Francisco first half and maybe taking seeing how that works out, but then possibly even taking KC in the second half just off of recent history here.
Yeah, that's definitely an angle to play. Well, I have a couple different approaches to this. If I were in Vegas, what I would do is I would play this game both ways. I would do a parlay of the 49ers and the under, and I would do a parlay of the Chiefs and the over, and feel pretty confident that one of those two is going to hit, because I feel like if the Chiefs win, they're going to do it on Mahomes' arm, their explosive offense, Andy Reid's creativity, and they're going to hit that over number. And I feel like if the 49ers get the handle on the game, the Chiefs defense is improved enough that I feel like the 49ers to win this game are going to have to do it with defense, and they're actually going to have to contain Mahomes pretty well and win a, for these two teams, a relatively low scoring game. Nothing like we saw last year, hopefully, but, so I would probably play it both ways and do like the double parlay, hoping that one of them hits, and then would obviously cover the other one. But I'm not in Vegas, at least not yet. I'm in Kansas City. And the way I'm going to play this game is to absolutely go against everything with the whole, you know, bet with your head, not with your heart. My wife is a Chiefs fan. My in-laws are Chiefs fans. I have a whole bunch of friends and coworkers that are Chiefs fans that I absolutely am so happy for them, and I would love to see the Chiefs win for all their benefit. For me, it's like, it's the Chiefs, whatever. You know, if they win, great. You know, I love Mahomes. I cannot stand Tyreek Hill. So there'd be a lot of pluses and minuses if the Chiefs won. But I'm just excited for, like I said, my my family and friends. And I am going to put a big enough stake on the Chiefs, just straight up on the money line, that I am going to be very excited if the Chiefs win, along with my friends and family. So definitely betting with my heart on this one. And yeah, I'm going to just take the Chiefs straight up. I'm not going to give up a point and a half, because God forbid the Niners win by a point, you know. So, or the Chiefs, sorry, don't fail to cover and I lose the bet. But so, yeah, we're just going to straight money line on it and hope for the best. And I'm going to completely stay off the over-under as well for this one.
So, I mean, this kind of lines up for another Kaniac bet here between me and you.
Yeah, kind of. If you want to, I'll do a Kaniac. Straight up.
Straight up?
Straight up. Give me that point and a half.
Okay, so how about we do it like this? If I win, I get a Kaniac plus enough for a fountain drink. And then, okay, you know, because they're probably, what, like minus 130 or something like that, the Chiefs are?
I think it's minus 125, but yeah.
So that's enough for a soft drink.
That works. We'll do it that way.
Okay. I like it.
Sounds good. All right. All right. Well, the last thing we wanted to bring up, since it is Sunday that we're recording this, and obviously the news of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and the other seven people on the helicopter is still fresh in our minds. You know, I thought we'd maybe say a couple things about that. You know, I know, Dave, you and I aren't the biggest NBA guys in the world, but just any thoughts you have about Kobe and everybody today?
Yeah, well, obviously for me, being born in 1990, I kind of grew up with, you know, caught the last half of the Michael Jordan dynasty with the Bulls, and then it turned immediately into Kobe and Shaq and Phil Jackson and the Lakers. So I got to watch a lot of Kobe as I was growing up as a, you know, a little sports fan myself. And yeah, just absolutely tragic. Obviously now making it even worse that his 13-year-old daughter was in the same helicopter. So I couldn't even imagine. It just, heart goes out for their family and everything, but yeah, that is just a terrible loss. 41 years old and a 13-year-old daughter. That's just awful.
Yeah, pretty sad. I mean, I was absolutely stunned when I saw the I think one of the sports books I follow had retweeted TMZ's tweet, and I was stunned. Like, I didn't even, you know, it's like one of those things where you immediately check, like, is it the real TMZ account? Is it, you know, have they been hacked? Is there something else going on? Because it's like, you don't, like, your brain just doesn't want to process it, like, right away and stuff. And yeah, it's, you know, it's not, like I said, I'm not much of an NBA guy. I don't watch a ton of games unless I've got money on them. But, you know, it, and obviously Kobe was one of the most dominant players of all time. And, you know, I think about it in, like, how it would affect, you know, because I totally understand, you know, the emotions that I'm seeing all over social media today. And, you know, I kind of put it in terms of, like, probably my favorite player of all time and the greatest goalie of all time, Martin Brodeur, who retired about the same time as Kobe did. You know, if it had been somebody like Brodeur, what that, I mean, I can't even think about that, you know, the impact that would have on me and how sad that would be and stuff. And yeah, and then to find out that, you know, his daughter was there as well. I'm like, that's just horrible, and horrible for obviously the other seven people that were on board too, which sometimes, you know, they get a little bit overlooked because they didn't have the same celebrity status as Kobe, but obviously it's just as painful for their friends and family as well. So just, yeah, kind of shocking, sad news, and I'm sure the guys will have a whole lot to say about it tomorrow and this week on the show. So yeah, so RIP man, and yeah, it's just kind of a tragedy. So It's kind of a little sad way to end the podcast, but I just I kind of want to throw that out there since it's still fresh in our minds. So, So thanks everyone for listening. Dave, where can they find you at this Super Bowl week?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes. And, you know, I shouldn't even bring this up because this is really spicy. PowerTripQuotes might get into the TikTok game. So be looking out for that, millennials.
Breaking news. All right. And, of course, you can find me at PowerTripBets on Twitter, PowerTripBets@gmail.com via email. And I'll probably spend most of my week looking at the various prop bets from all the different sports books. So check me out there. Have a good week, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. We got each other, sharing.